I leaned back in my chair. "In the first place," I said quietly, "even if you brought in all that firepower, the best you could hope for is a hideously bloody, costly victory. In the second place, there's a chance I can resolve this whole thing through council channels, or at least make sure that when the first starts flying, we're not in the middle of a bloody town."
"But you—"
"And in the third place," I continued, "I don't know where they are." Murphy narrowed her eyes, and then some of the tension abruptly left her features. "You're telling me the truth." "Usually do," I said. "I could probably track them down given a day or so, but it might not come to that." She studied my face for a moment. "But you don't think that talk will stop them from whatever they're doing here?" "Not a chance in hell. But hopefully I'll talk them out of the woodwork to someplace a little more out of the way." "What if someone gets hurt while you're scheming?" she asked. "Those encounters people were having last night are getting attention. No one's been hurt so far, but that could change. I'm not prepared to tolerate that." "Those were something else," I said tiredly. "Something I don't think will be a threat to the public." I told her about Summer's hitters. She drank the rest of the beer in a single tip, then sighed. "Nothing's ever simple with you." I shrugged, modestly. "Here's the problem, Harry," she said quietly. "Last time these maniacs were around, there were bodies, and there were reports. Several witnesses gave a fairly good description of you."
"And nothing came of it," I said.
"Nothing came of it because I was in charge of the investigation," Murphy corrected me, her tone slightly sharpening. "The case was never closed, and if similar events bring it up again, there's no way I can protect you."
"Stallings wouldn't—"
"John would probably try," Murphy said. "But Rudolph's been ladder climbing over in Internal Affairs, and if he gets an opening, he'll start screaming about it, and the case will get kicked up the line and out of SI's control."
I frowned at that, turning my bottle around slowly in my fingers.
"Well," I said, "that could complicate things." Murphy rolled her eyes.
"You think?"
"Damn it, Harry. A long time ago, I agreed with you that there were some things that it was better the department didn't get involved in. I promised not to go blowing whistles and raising alarms every time things got spooky." She leaned forward slightly, her eyes intent. "But I'm a cop, Harry. Before everything else, my job is to defend and protect the people of this city."
"And what do you think I'm doing?"
"The best you know how," she said, without heat. "I know your heart is in the right place, but you can be as sincere as hell and still be wrong." She paused to let that sink in. "And if you're wrong, it could cost lives, lives I'm sworn to protect." I said nothing. "You asked me to respect your limits, and I have," she said quietly. "I expect you to return the favor. If for one second I think that letting you handle this is going to cost innocent lives, I'm not going to stand quietly in the wings."